How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it since 84.
What do you think was, do you remember what your first show was?
It was a high school homecoming show.
Really?
Yeah, at my high school.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to go back a little bit too. No, you know what? I'm not going to get vocal that way. Sorry about that. So was it planned? Because you said it was at your...
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. And is that what sort of really took off your interest in that,
yep.
You know, doing it?
My dad was a fire inspector for the city of Monrovia.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I got started.
And
but I also was planning to be a firefighter when I was in high school. I took all the requirements and everything and decided to go to this instead.
Yeah. Well, this is quite a leap from fighting the fires. So you're lighting fires, very pretty fires, but they're lit fires just the same.
Yeah.
What do you feel, being as many, don't want to be insulting, how many years have you done this?
Over 30 years.
Okay. What do you feel are the biggest changes in the industry or in laws that have been passed in order to do this? Do you think they're tougher or do you think...
Tougher.
Really?
Laws are tougher.
And it's a good thing?
It's because they just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the product. They don't understand the construction of it.
So do you feel that the stronger laws then aren't necessarily needed?
Some of them are not needed. Some
yeah.
of them are needed.
Yeah.
But it's a catch-22, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we have a very good safe ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Probably... I know of only 4 real bad catastrophic events that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we lost a guy, I don't know when it was, we had an explosion back in our plant. I want to say about 12 years ago, and that was the last one that we've had.
And that must have been just devastating to you. Were you able to look back and figure, oh, this is what went wrong?
Yeah, yeah. It's a new product that's chips being put into air-driven product versus black powder. Now, when you go air, you got to have a timing delay built into the system to where this chip passes through and it ignites the shell. And then it's in a time delay when it gets up to a certain height. That's what breaks. Versus here we have black powder and we lift it and the time delay goes through the shell and breaks.
So you're still allowed to use black powder?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can use air or you can use the black powder?
Well, they were trying to go, you know, more efficient with air, less smoke and black powder.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it was not such a good thing.
You need to go through a lot more testing.
Yeah. Do you feel that the way of being a pyrotechnician have the rules, is it still just as tough as it used to be, or was it a lot more lax back then?
No, it was always tough, but it's just gotten tougher since 9/11.
Really? Is it because you're transporting the stuff?
Transporting and being in a site around people.
Yeah.
Fireworks and around people, you know, DOT came down hard on us. But we're managing.
Yeah. And the fact that you've been able to do this for so many years, and even though the world has changed and some advances and then being pulled back, and that really says something to your talents and such.
We don't have 12-inch shells anymore
because
DOT stepped in and said, you're not using that because it's got so much black powder in it to lift it. So they decided, nope, you're not using those anymore.
Okay, last question. What was the best show that you ever did?
I would say it was called the Red, White, and Boom, and it was out in Columbus, Ohio, on the Columbus River.
Oh, that must have been beautiful.
7 flatbed trailers.
Holy moly. How long was the show?
About 25, 30 minutes.
Get out of town. Holy moly. It must have been incredible.
It was awesome.
All right. Well, I'm sure that tonight's show is not going to quite equal it, but it'll be...
No, this is our close proximity. You know, this is... Basically, well, as you can see.
Yeah, I was really surprised when Judy said that they were going to go straight up. I'm thinking, holy
moly. Yeah, we're going straight up. But, you know, hopefully wind and the curvature of the street will let us go up to our distance. Because, you know, when you got the curvature of the street,
uh-huh,
you're going sloping. A little bit here is a lot there. You know, in 6 feet, you could be off a little bit here, but in 6 feet, you're off of a half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it all looks good. I've got variance because all this stuff is straight up, so I'm at least 50 feet away from the building.
Yeah.
So I've got 50 feet where it can come angled in a little.
But what about the wind? Like right now, we're getting just a little bit of a breeze.
The wind, it has to be strong wind.
Okay.
Sustained wind.
Have you done in between buildings like this before? Okay. So
this is going to test my ability.
All right.
I'm ready.
So should I be hiding then behind that palm frond over there?
Put it this way. You and nobody else will be behind that stage.
Okay.
The closest people will be down at Bran.
Well, you hope so, unless you get bozos
no,
like this.
No, everybody's going to be escorted out of here.
Really? Good.
I've got my backup coming.
Yeah, big guy.
Security.
Police. Yeah.
And that's my sponsor.
Oh, wonderful.
And the green shirt? Yeah, he's the one that's paying for all this.
Oh, is it the city of Glendale or is it individual?
No, this is Owing.
Owing.
O-N-N-I-N-G.
Well, that's lovely. Hopefully, you know, I mean, this is great. This is the first time that they've done fireworks for this event.
Yeah. Because they've done this event for
34 years, 31
yeah,
years, something
and
like that.
We're going to try.
Oh, golly.
Well, I'd love to get in here, man. I mean, it. Just the look of it is going to be awesome because of the building.
Well, it's going to play off of the... Yeah, it's
going to
be incredible.
I'm getting goosebumps. I'm serious. I'm getting
them.
It's
going
to be
great.
I'm kind of anxious. I'm kind of, like, concerned, but anxious.
In a good way.
You know, I just want to see my work.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's tight quarters.
At heart, you're an artist. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
And this is like a brand new canvas doing it in this close proximity.
Yeah. Well, the one in Ohio, mm-hmm, we were along the riverbed, and the buildings were
right there,
right on the side of the street. Well, we're on the riverbed on this side.
Yeah.
Then you got the river.
Yeah.
Then you got a street, and then you got the buildings. So they were far away from us, but we were doing aerial shells. 5-inch, 6-inch, 8-inch.
Holy moly.
And it was just blam, nice.
Oh, I didn't even think about
and
the boom.
It reflexes.
It's
reflects
good, yeah.
Off of that. Oh, it's just nice.
Well, and I'm sure when you were, that was Ohio River, you said? You had the play off the water, too. That
yeah.
must have been gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never thought about the boom. Are you concerned at all about the
nah,
boom? About the
Not with what I have here.
Okay.
This is all, like I said, close proximity. Basically, some of the stuff here they use on stages.
Oh, okay, okay.
As a matter of fact, at Hollywood Bowl, they use some of the stuff in the black rack things.
Yeah, yeah.
They use those at Hollywood Bowl and the candles. So it's going to be like a Hollywood Bowl effect.
Okay, this
but
is
in between
be awesome.
Buildings.
Well, like we already said, it's going to have some beautiful playoff.
It's going to be nice.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, well, I know you're going to get back to work. Thank you so much for your time.
Welcome.
Again, my name is Robin Goldsworthy, and I own the Crescenta Valley Weekly.
Crescenta?
Crescenta. You know, La Crescenta, La Cañada, Montrose. Okay.